Morty?
Right, so I just left off with a question before we actually jumped into the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, right? We, Tosfot had a question here, right? Right, what do we say here in Daf Dalet Amud Beis and Vav Amud Aleph, which was the sugya of Zrikas Pigel? What do we say? We say it's easier to be motzi kachi kachim midei me'ila than to be machis, right? And Tosos pointed out that on our sugya, we had two havaminas in our sugya. We could have had one havamin each way, but we didn't. Both havaminas were in the same direction, as I put on the board last time. And Vav and Beis, when it came to Zrika the Yotze, the Gemara assumes the Dabar Pasha, that it's easier to be Machnis Kachin Kalim Lidei Me'ila than to be Motzi. So, like, which is it? So Tosfot's answer, the way I think this is the best way to explain what Tosfos says. Tosfos' answer is that really, you know, you have to have like a really and a special case. What do we just say for Tosfos? That generally, Tosfos thinks that just because something is pasul, it's easier to be machnis kachikalim. You mean that something's pasul? You did the zrika, but it's pasul. Right? If you did the zrika, it's pasul. It's easier to say that makes the kachim a more kachim kalim, kachi Hashem. Just there's a problem actually being makter them, but it's harder to say that actually makes the basar of kachi kachim yours, because the mice say you can't eat them. However, this is a special. We only have the opposite havmina when it comes to the special zeris hakasuv of ritzoi lipigulo, which applies to achila. Rizu the pigulo is the xeris akasa of that you get curries if you eat it, so it's primarily about eating it. Therefore, it's easier to be motzi kachi kachim midei me'ila, because that's the specific xeris akasa about eating, and when you can eat it, that's what takes kachi kachim out of me'ila. And it's hard to be machnis kachim kalim. That is what Tosfos said. What I left off, I said, is that I thought Rashi and the Rambam had a different answer to this question. Rashi had a different answer to this question, and the Rambam had a different answer to this question without asking the question explicitly. What's their answer? All right, that was the homework that I left for you, I think. How would they answer this, Thira?
Which is more Homer.
That, which sugya is about Homer? Which sugya? Exactly. What did Rashi and the Rambam say? Rashi on the dock, and the Rambam Pirshim Shnayis, right? The Rambam you're not going to get in the Mishnah Torah, because it's only Havminas, right? Havminas don't make it into Mishnah Torah. But in the Pirshim Shnayis, here he explains the Havmin and why you need both from Shnayis. And Rashi says, Dahainu l'chumra. What does that mean? When someone says l'chumra, right, meaning what's the havmina here? The havmina here is that it's easier to be machnas kachin kalim dina ila, because that's a chumra. It's easier to have a chumra than a kula. Why should it be easier to have a chumra than a kula? Logically, when it comes to applying dinim logically, is it easier to have chumras than kulas? What did l'chumra do they mean? When someone says l'chumra, usually when someone says l'chumra, they mean an isur d'rabbanan. Right? L'chumra, they were machmir, chachamur gozer, chumra. Right? So I think that what Rashi and the Rambam would say is that our sugya is talking about the havmina, they were gozer, nisr rabbanan, l'chumra. So I think that that's what they mean by the lashon of l'chumra, that this sugya is mid rabbanan, there's a havmina that they were gozer. A chumra. Obviously, Rabbanan are not going to be gozer or kula. So there's a havmina. What does that mean? There's a havmina that zrika for kachim kalim, zrika liyotzim kachim kalim, chazal might have been gozer. Let's make it ila drabbanan. It'll be machnas lidei me'ila drabbanan to keep you away from anything that looks like me'ila. But obviously, when it comes to being motzi from kachim me'ila, it can't be gozer to take away me'ila. So I think what David answers is, aren't you somewhere on the drabbanan level? A havmina being gozer or chumra. but generally on the level of the Oraisa, they would say the last sugya is where it's at, right? Rashi even actually paskens like that. The Rambam doesn't paskens like that. Havamina, Rashi does. Say, really, it's easier to be motzi kachi kachi mi dei me'ila than to be machdis kachim kalim dei me'ila. Really, it's easier to take away kachi Hashem. Because at least, at some level, it's close to being edible by Kohanim. Hashem's done with it. Really, it's easier to take away kachi Hashem to make something kachi Hashem. To make something kachi Hashem, that's hard. You need to actually have a written to be given to Hashem. To take away kachi Hashem, you just need nasas mitzvah, so perhaps. So I think that that's the machlokes we've shown him here. Rashi and the Rambam say generally the havmina daf dalet and vavim and aleph is the right havmina. It's easier to be motzi than to be machnis. Here it's just a havmina of a chumer drabbanan. While Tosfos say generally our havmina is right. It's easier to be machnis than to be motzi. Over there that was a special gzeres kasa, a ritzah lepigula, which discriminated and applied more to achila than to haftara. Therefore, it applied more to basar than to imurim. Okay, that's the point that we left off with. Now, I think we're ready to get into, actually, what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about. So, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are arguing about Zrika Liyotze, right? Right, we saw it's not even a specific Me'ila Machlokas, right? It affects Pigel, Noser, and Tomei, and both directions, as well as both directions of Me'ila, right? When a basar was Yotze, did that count as a full Zrika, just the side problem of Yotze? Or did that count as if there was no Zrika, because it was puzzle for Zrika? So, what is the Svara of Rabbi Akiva? What would you think? The Svara of, right? Let's start with Rabbi Akiva. What would you think the Svara of Rabbi Akiva was if you didn't see any Mepharshim or anything? I would ask you, why does Rabbi Akiva say this counts as Zrika? After all, it had a Psul Yotze, right? It wasn't a Kusher Zrika, it had a Psul Yotze. What might you answer me? What's the svara of Rabbi Akiva? Well, what's the svara, right? Ah, so he learns it from these correct. Good. That's what Tosos focuses on, right? He learns it in this case of the Mafish Chataso, the Avda, etc. But even if he brings that right, Tosos seems to take this. Fairly seriously, but even so, Tosfos points out that what do you mean? Mafush chatas v'avda, what's that a case where Zrika works for something puzzle? Rabbi Akiva never said Zrika works for every puzzle things, he says Zrika works for Yotze. Right? So obviously he has to have more to him. So what's Rabbi Akiva's svara? Well,
Tosfos assumes that it is Yotze, that Mafush chatas v'avda. So I think he says it's
a really? Where does he say that? I didn't see that in Tosfos. Find me that line in Tosfos. I mean, in any case, that wouldn't answer the question. It would beg the question. But I don't remember that line in Tosfos. That would just beg the question. How does he know it in the case of Duchatis? I don't see anyone. What would you have said the svar of Rabbi Akiva was? Or no one? Anyone have a svar for Rabbi Akiva? Why does Rabbi Akiva think that it counts as Rika if it's puzzle? It's puzzle. Right? We know that psul things don't count as Zrika. Right? If there would be a psul of for example, I think he agrees, if the dam was Yotze, not the Basar or the Emor, the dam was Yotze, he would agree that that doesn't count for Me'il or Pigel, Noser, or Tame. If it was the dam was Lun, that doesn't count for Pigel, Noser, or Tame. If it was Shemol L'Shema Avachatas, which is the psul, that doesn't count for Me'il, Pigel, Noser, or Tame. So why does Rika work for Yotze?
Well, before we had this thing we were talking about, Merazi was bullying and all that, and we had three specific cases where we said there was a problem. But Mashava, Utsli, Zamanu, Zeh, and Tame. Yotze is not one of those three.
No, but those were cases which make Shirayim, right? Tame
okay,
and Chutzman, Chutzman,
Chutzman. There's a logic so in separating them.
So this doesn't make Shirayim, right?
Okay, what so you see there's a difference between the others.
Right, but it's going to cut in the wrong direction. What's the point? Tame and Chutzman, Chutzman, Chutzman make Shirayim because it really is a Chalo Zrika, right? It really is a Chalo Savoda because it's so close to being kosher as opposed to other things which are so far away from Avoda that they don't make Shirayim. So other things are so far away from Avoda, so why should it count as a Zrika? Eric, why should Zrika Liyotze count? If I were to ask you, just using your normal common sense lumbus.
It's like an ancillary tool. I mean, that's the
Exactly, that's exactly what the Keren Ora says here. The Keren Ora Alatar says, and the truth is the Achiezer, I just noticed this morning, says this in, it develops in a little greater length, but the Keren Ora has a point. Keren Ora says, look, all the psulim we've been talking about until now are fundamental psulim in the Avoda. Really, like, if I do the Avoda Bepigel, I've messed up the Avoda. What does Yotze mean? Yotze means, what do you mean it's a side pull? Yotze means that here's my Avodas Hadam, and here's, you know, some Basar, and some Emurin, and these are all 100% Mahadran and Mahadran done properly. But what do I have here? Over here, I have one piece of Basar that was Yotze. It says, what? I didn't mess up the Avoda here. This is not like all the other cases. I messed up the Avoda was done Bipsol. Pigel, right? Let's assume we pass like Rav Gidol. The Zrika's Pigel doesn't count for me. Look, Pigel, I messed up the Zrika. The Avoda was done Bipigel. Or let's say the Dam was Yotze. If the Dam was Yotze, then I was Zorei Puzzle Dam. I messed up the Avoda. Here's an internal problem with the Avoda. Over here, I did the Avoda 100%. I did the Avoda Saddam 100% properly. I did the Shechita and the Kabbalah and the Halacha and the Zrika. I did everything 100% properly. It's just that there's a side problem that this Basar was Yotze, right? But that is not a pagam in the Avoda. It doesn't affect the Avoda. It's a total side point. The Achiezer goes as far as to say, look, Yotze is the same soul, whether it's Yotze before the Avoda or after the Zrika or after the Zrika. Yotze is a side problem with this piece of meat. But it's not a chisaron in my zrika. I'm not 99%. I'm 100% of the avoda of the carbon. The carbon as a whole has a chalos of 100% kosher avoda. Just this piece of meat has a side problem that it was yotze. So he says, therefore, this is obviously not a pagam in the avoda. This is a side problem. The avoda was done properly. There's a side problem. I don't know if you know. Just give an example. If you would have taken a piece of meat from this carbon and, you know, put it in a pot of boiling milk before Zrika, would you say that, therefore there wasn't a proper Zrika because it was Basar V'Chalav? No, of course there was a proper Zrika. There was a proper Zrika. There's just a side problem. There's Basar V'Chalav, but that doesn't affect the Avoda. Likewise, this Basar was Yotze. It passes the Basar from eating. But that doesn't affect the Avoda, because the Avoda was all done properly. There was just this other piece that was Yotze that I didn't do. The Avoda relates to it. But everything I did the Avoda with was kosher. Just the Avoda is relating to a piece that is a psul Yotze. That's a side problem. That's what the Keren Ora says. And that is what the Keren Ora says. That's what the Achiezer says. Also that I put in brackets in the new edition, in the new version.
Why can you say it's a side problem in Sacha Kol? What do we talk about? We talk about Nasei Sam Tzvaso. We talk about Hetel Kohanim. You don't have any of that.
Well, I would say you have Nasei Sam Tzvaso. What do you mean? You did Kabbalah, and you did Shechita, Kabbalah, Holacha, and Zrika. You did all the mitzvos. However, you did all the mitzvos, and you passed all this piece of meat. But you did all the mitzvos, right? You did all
that's
the mitzvos.
That's called Nasei Sam Tzvaso.
According to Rabbi Akiva, it is. According to Rabbi Akiva, apparently it is. And even in terms of Hetel Kohanim, what did Rabbi Akiva say? He says, this Basar is Mutter L'Kohanim. It just has a side problem of Yotze. The Isser of Hektish was Nitter L'Kohanim. There's no more Isser of Hektish on this. The Isser of Hektish went off of this. However, it has a side problem of Yotze. That's like Basar B'Chalav. If I put it in a pot of boiling milk, would you say that's not Shas Hetter L'Kohanim? Of course that's Shas Hetter L'Kohanim. Oh, not of course, but L'Chor, that's Shas Hetter L'Kohanim. It just has a side problem that it became treif. Here also, it's Shas Hetter L'Kohanim. It has a side problem that it's Yotze. But that doesn't change it. It was Nito the Kohanim. Just it had a side problem. Now it's a Kiddush, right? If it wasn't a Kiddush, then everyone would agree, right? Then A, Rabbi Eliezer would agree. And B, all Mepharshim would agree within Rabbi Akiva, right? Because we'll see. This is not the only way to interpret Rabbi Akiva. But at least, you know, this is a... It's a very Lumdish way of thinking. But Chazal thought in a Lumdish way. That there's no Pekam in the Avod. It's a side problem. I wish I even had the Lashon of the Keren Ora, who says it very nicely. But has anyone print it out?
Yeah.
Or actually bring it? Oh, look at this. This is a Keren Ora Shalpam.
Hebrewbooks.com.
Okay. It's on the Bar Ilan, though, if you own the Bar Ilan. But that's why. I own a Keren Ora. but it's, you know, it's on the shelf with the Aruch Lener and the Tzlach, which I no reason to ever open again because it's on the computer and there's no footnotes in the original ones, so there's no need to ever open it again. It's a little sad for the books, but look, that's life. It was sad for the toll collectors when they made the automatic easy pass, but life has to move on. So what does he say? Very curious, really. The psul yotzei, the psul machmas dover acher. It's a side problem. Umahani mozrika. Okay, then of course he quotes the Tosefta and makes it more complicated. But one way of understanding Rabbi Akiva is that yotzei is a side problem. It's not relevant to the process of avodah, and therefore the avodah was done properly for pickle, nos, or tummy. The avodah was done properly. Just as a side problem of yotzei. That's what the Karen Ora thinks makes sense. The Achiezer says the same thing. And that makes sense to us from a Lundish perspective.
Isn't it also Tosfos
on Dayan Beis? Tosfos on? Who says? That he actually means something very different from which we'll get to in a second. He means something very different by that. That's the way they use the language of Psul Baptist over Achir in Menachos Mem Zayin, I think, but that's we're not getting into now. That's not what Tosa means there. We'll see in a second. However, what's the other option? The other option is Tosa says something a little different. It's not exactly clear. At least if you don't accept the emendation that she didn't kubet says, Tosa says something that he starts with the direction of the two chapses. Says the dafka psul yotzei et alamim mahani lizrika to be rational. Sharp psul de chamiri moder ikivet in domen kidem afresh. Why dafka psul yotzei? So one answer he says, because that's a side problem. It's not, he didn't do anything with the avoda. It doesn't apply to the carbon as a whole. It's a side problem, one piece of meat. Tosa says, seems to say, all other psulim are more chomer. Sounds like yotzei is less chomer than all other psulim. We're not exactly sure what he means by that. As a matter of fact, the Shidduch Yotzei even erases the word chamiri. But he seems that if you accept the arguments of Tosfos, he seems to say somehow he learned that a very light soul is not a problem. Is not a problem. This rika and yotzei is the most kalb soul is the lightest of all the psulim. Some reason all other psulim are more chomer than yotzei. Exactly why all other psulim were chomer than yotzei, Tosfos does not explain, and I don't.
The person on the bottom, he puts back in the
chomer
idea.
And she's
the one that's causing the yotzei ain't no chomer.
The
ain't no
kiim
chisor
mechitzos.
He puts it back in there. I thought
That is a good point. So maybe he also agrees here. Why does he take it out of that particular tosis? I'm not sure. So yotzei is not so chomer. It's just a lack of mechitzos. You know what he means is that yotzei is not so bad because it's not something that happens to the object. It's just in the wrong place. So therefore, that's a much lighter psul. And if it's such a light psul, then we still consider it to be a kosher zrika because it's such a light psul. So he doesn't say because that's a side problem in a more lumdish way, like the Karen Ora and the Achiezer, right? Tosos, and you're right, the Yeshiva Betzin puts that gears it back in a little later, says because Yotzei is not as chomer as other psulim. It's the least chomer of all the psulim because it's just a matter of where it is, not what actually happens to it. Nothing physically happens to it, it's just in the wrong place, and place is a very lenient kind of psul. So, what they have in common, though, is they say, this is not the kind of psul that affects the zrika. Either because it's a side problem and has nothing to do with the avodah, or because it's such a small psul that we view it as basically a kosher avodah with just a very small psul.
Between sort of parenthetical,
Gufa
Chepes or Mechitzos, where it is, would that be similar to what we say by Anam Melech Shabbos, whether it's Gufa Chepes or it's
Tilton? It probably would be, probably, right. The big issue in the Rishonim, how maybe the notice of Anam Melech Shabbos, the notice of Maisa Shabbos in Hotzah, because it did not affect the Gufa Chepet, so I think that would be a parallel. I think absolutely. That itself is a big machlokas. As you know, Rav Moshe does not like relying on that. Halacha l'maisa. Although, you know, when people are stuck, we do. Now, This is all as opposed to what we find in the Tosefta. Right? The Tosefta already throws us a curveball, and this Tosefta, it's the Tosefta here. It's also, there are parallel Toseftas in both Menachos and Zvachin that quote Rabbi Akiva in the same way. How does the Tosefta quote the Machlokas, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Eliezer? Basar, country, Yosef, Nezugos, Dom, Nezugos, Dom, Allah, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Moel, and Bo, the Ein, Chayav, and Olam, Shempigal, and Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Hortzat, Sitz, Ali, Yotze. And in Gimel also, they say for the Mishnah, a murei kachi kod kachin kalim she yotzot nezrikas damim and nezrikas damim leim. Rabbi Eliezer omer emol lemehem ein chayam lemishal pigam los betame. Rabbi Akiva omer hortzat sitz al ha yotzei. So Rabbi Akiva says in both the case of basar kachi kachin and the case of murei kachin kalim, it's bidin ritzot sitz. Right? That sitz is meratzah on certain psulim. So Rabbi Akiva shita, it's not that there's a psul of yotzei. However, the psul of yotzei is so quantitatively weak or so qualitatively external that it doesn't affect the shrita. It's that the psul of yotzei is attenuated by the ritzoy tzitz. When you do this shrita, the tzitz is meratza the shrita, so it's not really such a psul. And that's why it's okay. Like, really, yotzei shouldn't be a kosher shrita. But the tzitz is meratza. What do we normally think the tzitz is meratza on? What psul? Tama, right? Where that says a few places in Shas, including this Gemara in Menachos, and Rashi might even mention in a Chumash, that we go through a process of elimination. Remember, the Mishnah Menachos says, sits Maratza on Tame and not on Yotze. And they learn, how do we know it's not Maratza on Pigol? It says Lo Yechashev, and how do we know it's not Maratza on Nosar? It says Lo Yeratza, and how do we know it's not Maratza on Yotze? Because it says Lifnei Hashem. And either it means Yotze is not Lifnei Hashem, or the Hav meaning being Maratza on Yotze is because of Havama, which is not Lifnei Hashem. I'm not going to get into that for now. But it's pretty clear that we normally hold that the tzitz is maratza on tamei and not, exclusively, and not maratza on yotze. So you have to say is, and this is a tremendous chiddush, but this is the Toseftas all over the place that bring down this idea of ritzoy tzitz, and a few Rishonim pick up on it. The Sefer Yashar also, put in brackets, argues with Tosfos on Daf. He says that's why, if all the basar is yotze, nothing to do with our Mishnah, right? There's a din. If all the basar is yotze, then lekula and you were zorik the dam, you yotze the carbon. Carbon baratza, you yotze day the carbon lekula alma. And Sefer Yashar says why? Because the ritzoy sits on yotze. So apparently he took this Tosefta seriously. And all the Achronim explain that you have to say when that Mishnah meant, right, the Mishnah says that tzitz is not Maratza on Yotze. And the Gemara and the Brice and Darshan lift their Hashem and it's not Maratza on Yotze. What did that mean? That meant, well, it might depend exactly where we go, but that meant it's not Maratza. What was the case of the Mishnah? The Kometz is Yotze. If the Kometz is Yotze and you're Makterit, or the Dam is Yotze and you're Zorikit, right? Dam and Kometz are parallel. Then the Tzitz is not Maratza. It's not Maratza on the Dam or the Kometz that was Yotze. However, here we're not dealing with the Dam and the Kometz that were Yotze. That clearly no one thinks that Zorik is okay. Here we're dealing with the Basar, not the Chafza and Nizrok was Yotze. That's Pashit no good. Here we're dealing with you were Zorik something that wasn't Yotze, but the Basar was Yotze. Right, so you have to say that the mi'ud of lifnei Hashem means l'ratzon lehem lifnei Hashem, that tzitz is only meratze if the ritzoy is lifnei Hashem. What is the ritzoy? The ritzoy means the dam or the komet. L'ratzon lehem lifnei Hashem, as long as the ritzoy, the zrika is done lifnei Hashem, the tzitz is meratze. Even if the buser is not lifnei Hashem, that's okay. So as long as the ritzoy is lifnei Hashem, that the tzitz is maratze. So as long as the kometz is lefnei Hashem, even the shirayim are yotze, the tzitz is maratze. As long as the dam is lefnei Hashem, even if the basar is not lefnei Hashem, the tzitz is maratze. It's a big chiddush and not shot in the Gemara in Menachos, but it's not a stira to the Gemara in Menachos either. Rami Kiv is just being mechadish that you thought until now, the drasha possible nation said tzitz is a specific ritzui for tummy. Not wrong. Maybe that's what Rabbi Eliezer thinks. Rami Kiv says no. Sitz is not specifically maratza for tummy. Sitz is maratza for any psul as long as you don't have specific miyut somewhere, and as long as you have a ratzon lifnei Hashem, a ritzon lifnei Hashem, and therefore, as long as the dam stayed bifnim, the ritzon is lifnei Hashem, the fact that the basur is yotzei, the tzitz is still maratzeh. So we have two fundamentally different ways of learning the shita of the svara, sorry, of Rabbi Akiva. It could be because, let's take the Keren Ora and the Achiezer, who say Yotze is a side problem, which is not relevant to the Zrika, or, and we can add to this, what seems to be Tosos, that Yotze is a soul cow, so it doesn't affect the Zrika, versus the Tosefta. Obviously, they think that the Bavli doesn't agree with the Tosefta. Why? Because we don't follow the Tosefta. We follow the Mishnah Menachos and the price of Menachos, which says that it's not Maratz on Yotzei. Or you say no. You say that really Yotzei would be a big problem, but the Tzitz is Maratzah on Yitzias Basar, as long as the dam is lifnei Hashem.
Two things. Number one, normally when the tzitz is maratzah for tamei, does that mean the korban is mutar l'achila or just not?
How can? Excellent question. Excellent question. Actually, the machlokes tanoim whether the menachas chavavim days, I think, whether tzitz is maratzah al ha'achila or not, which might or may not mean this, but normally we tend to think that you still can't eat it.
Okay.
Normally, but
the other thing is the Gemara Menachos, is that for sure going according to Rabbi Akiva?
So you could say that Gemara Menachos only leaves Rabbi Eliezer. That's the other way out of the Gemara Menachos. That whole Gemara is only according to leaves Rabbi Eliezer. It's a little strange though, because of course, who do we possibly like in our Mishnah? How do we know? No, how do we know without looking on the side? Right? How did whoever's on footnote in the Mishpat know? Halacha Kravi Kiva Mechaviru. Right? It's one of the Klal Yitzhak. Right? Halacha Kravi Kiva Mechaviru. Right? We know it's where Kiva against the Yachim Pathleim. So you have to say that Gemara Menachos against the Halacha Psuka that Chazal knew, the Amora knew Halacha Kravi Kiva Mechaviru. So you could say that, but it's a little dogmatic, right? Or say that the Gemara Menachos and the Mishnah Menachos, right, is only Aliva Derabi Eliezer. But I prefer not to, because first of all, it's a stam Mishnah there, and we pass like Rabbi Akiva, so like they should say something that they were going against him. So I don't prefer to take that approach, but I hear your time. Now, what might the nafkamina be between these two ways of understanding Rabbi Akiva? Over the nafkamina between these two ways of understanding Rabbi Akiva might be, are we just mashu the Zrika, or do we actually, and this goes back to what Dani said, do we actually take away the psul yotzei? Maybe that's the nafkamina. Do we actually take away the psul yotzei or not? Right? If you said that the point of Rabbi Akiva is that the psul yotzei is a side problem, it's not relevant to the zrika, then fine, the zrika is good, the yotzei is bad, and never the twain shall meet. If you said the tzitz is maratzeh, then we say, of course, the iser yotzei remains in full force. But if you say the tzitz is maratzeh, then maybe the Isser Yotzei is, at the very least, attenuated, right? Maybe the Isser Yotzei is removed. If it says Maratza, maybe that takes away the Isser Yotzei, or at least lowers the Isser Yotzei. Where do we find a machlokes as to whether we just count the Zrika but leave the Isser Yotzei entirely, or we actually take away the Isser Yotzei? Right here at our sugya, machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Anywhere? Is there a machlokas Rashi and Tosos about this? Well, what happens? He has Rika Rabbi Akiva. What does he do with the Isser Yotzei? So let's look at the last line in the parak.
Yeah.
Right, liyotzin for Rabbi Akiva. He last line of Zion days. Ki amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika while liyotzin. When does Rabbi Akiva say Zrika? Liyotzin l'sreifa. Zrika counts for the sreifa. Zrika doesn't mean you can eat it. You can't eat it. It means you burn it. Now, okay, when Rabbi Akiva said you can't eat it, that makes sense to us, right? You still can't eat it. It's still yotzei. But what does he mean, you burn it? Like, what is the Zrika, if you think about it, it doesn't make sense, right? Zrika helps. It doesn't help you eat it. You still can't eat it. But it helps you burn it. What do you mean, without Zrika, I burn yotzei? Everyone knows you burn yotzei. What does the Zrika do? So what does Rashi say? Exactly. Rashi says a tremendous chiddush, right? Rashi says, "Kigon sheyotze abasa chutz mechitzas v'shub nizrak adam." Rabbi Akiva, who the Amar Zrika Mel for Yotze, dechi Amar Rabbi Akiva Zrika Mel for Yotze lo tzio mi meila lo viel l'sreifa. And then you have to accept this emendation of both the Masoros Hashas and Shiva. That says v'lo la'alter k'moshar kachim sulem, meaning it's not like regular kachim sulem that you have a burn it right away. And this is what Zrika does for it. What does Zrika do for it? That normally Yotzei would be burned right away. All psulim would be burned right away. At least psulim beguf, right? Any psul that happens to the actual piece of meat, you burn right away. That's a principle that we learned in Pesachim this year. Not in the document we learned, but that kol shep psula beguf yisarf miyad, anytime an actual piece becomes pasul, like yotze or tame or nosar or pigol, you burn it right away. If the piece of meat is fine, you just drop the blood, or the blood became pasul, or the bilum died in a karbon where that would be a ma'akev, let's say a pesach and all the bilum died, or a chatas and the bilum died, then you have to, you know, Iber Tzura, you have to wait till it becomes Nosar before you burn it. So, what are we saying? We're saying if something's an internal psul in this piece of meat, you burn it right away. If there's an external problem, like this piece of meat is fine, but the dam wasn't Nisrak, or the bainam aren't around, then you have to wait till it gets an internal problem by leaving it overnight and making it into Nosar. Now, what does Rashi say? That Zrika helps. What does Zrika help? It takes it down from the level of a fundamental psul, which you burn right away, to the level of a indirect psul, which you have to wait for it to become possible through nosar before you burn it. Basically, it takes it up a level of a total psul that you just burn it because it's not kedusha at all, to the level of a side psul, indirect psul, which it's still also to burn because it still retains its status until it sits overnight and gets an inherent psul of nosar. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says that the Zrika, right, makes Yotze a smaller psul. That's where we keep a shita. Zrika miles the Srefa. Doesn't mean Zrika makes it burned. That's not helping, that's hurting. It means Zrika protects it from being burned. It would be burned, and Zrika makes it a smaller psul that's not burned. Why would Zrika make it a smaller psul that's not burned? So Rashi makes a lot of sense, I think, based on the Tosefta. If there's a Ritzoy going on here, the Rotzol Lamb of Hashem, the Ritzoy comes to Shas Rika, that's when you have Ritzoy. So what's the Rashi, what is the Rikiva saying? Rikiva saying no. The tzitz is Maratza on this Yotzei. The reason why this is considered okay, the reason why this has Me'ila, or doesn't have Me'ila, and it's Chayim Shem Nosu Pekel Tomei, is because it's not such a, it's not Puzzle Yotzei anymore, there's a Ritzoy. Ah, Lomar Lachila, he didn't say you can manish eat it. Lomar Lachzim. He didn't say you can mamish eat it. The answer is, the Srefa. He still admits that it's some small indirect soul. He still admits it's not 100% kosher wahadrin. You still can't eat it. However, it's in limbo. You can't eat it. However, it's not a total soul. Therefore, you just have to wait till it becomes nosar and then burn it. Right now, you can neither eat it nor burn it because it's in limbo. It's not totally possible, not totally kosher. So Rashi makes sense based on the idea of Ritzoy Tzitz.
But doesn't that logic apply to the Karenor also, because he's saying that Yotzei is not such a bad psul. It's not that you have to attenuate, it's already attenuated by the exacto.
The Karen Ora says, I'm glad you specifically mentioned the Karen Ora at least. The Karen has both Tosos. But the Karen Ora says, no, absolutely, I absolutely disagree with you. We're not leaving this room until you change your mind. What did the Karen Ora says? He says that Yotzei is just a psul, a side psul in a piece of meat. It's not a pagam in the avoda of the carbon. Right? Then he says, Yotze is a side problem in a piece of meat. Yotze is not a pagam in the avoda of the carbon. It's just a side problem in this piece of meat. But gufa, if it's a problem in this piece of meat, Gufa, that's the din. When there's a problem piece of meat, you burn it right away. When the avoda gets messed up, you wait till tomorrow. Right? If you drop the dam and never do zrika, it needs ibur tzura. But if the piece becomes nitma, or then you burn it right away. So the Aaron says, he doesn't say it's a small problem. He says it's a side problem. It's not relevant to the avoda. I know it's not relevant to the avoda. It's the psul chefta in this piece of steak. It's a psul chefta in this kazayas of meat. Okay, so the psul chefta in this kazayas of meat, you should burn it right away. So I don't think it works well. I think the Garen Ora would work with Tosos, and let's look at Tosos' objection. Tosos says, Ki omar vitivimwa zrigo alas liyotze, lusreifa perish, anachanami jisur ika, demayri vipasar shi yotze. Ad kan lo kam rabbi kivit zrigo alas liyotze, ali ing lakbui pigol nos vatomi tsar iber tsura lasarfan, first quote in Rashi. She ains a kari psulo gugufo. It makes it not an inherent psul chetza. The Amar Pesachim Yisarf Miyad Zrika Mahani LeMashlik Ilu Lo Yotza VaHadlik Psulam Achlas Dover Acher Darim Pesachim Yisarf Iber Tzura. What is Tosos saying? Saying, and here's where I'm saying Tzadani is the opposite. Here's something from the perspective of the piece of meat. What does the Amar Pesachim say? If the Avoda got messed up, then you need Iber Tzura. That's not a Psulam the meat. You only burn the meat if there's a Psulam the meat. So what is Rashi saying? He quotes Rashi very nicely here. He says the Zrika helps and makes it as if it wasn't Yotzei. And it's just as if it's a small, as if it's an indirect problem, the chetz of meat, which needs Iber Tzurah. And then Tov says, I don't like Rashi. First of all, why are they bringing an Iber Tzurah when you burn it? That doesn't seem relevant. What do they say? Rabbi Akiva did say it for this, but not for Achila. Just say what he said in the Mishnah. Pigol nos for tummy and Me'ila. That's such a short question. But Ode Kashi, the Psachim Mashma, the Lomahan Yizrika Lahats with Hebrew Tzura. In Psachim, it's Mashma, that Tzrika does not delay the burning till the next day. It does not save it from immediate Tzrefa. Damar Hasam, Nitma Pesach Hoshi Yotze Yisar Piyad. What does it say? If the Pesach becomes Tame or Yotze, you burn it immediately. I'm not convinced that's such a good Kashi on Rashi anyway, because Rashi could say that that's talking about if it's Yotze after Tzrika. And then the Zrika wasn't around to get a Ritzui Tzitz on it. Maybe that's only if it's Yotze after Zrika, but if it's Yotze before Zrika, then maybe you wouldn't burn it right away if you were Zorik. Okay, but that's Tosos rejects Rashi in any case. And what did Tosos say? Nero Farsh Dahokanami Kamar, Ki Kamar Akiva Zrika Melzal Yotze Kolomer Le'in Dvarma Murba Mishno Lak Bui Bepigol. On the Komak on the Sreifa Azol Miyad Lopalagamas Nisim says, what did the Gemara mean? The Gemara didn't mean Zrika works for Sreifa and not for Achila. Zrika works for Me'ila Pelelelelzer and Tame. But it's still not eaten, rather burnt. The Sreifa just means it's not eaten. And basically, they're saying the same thing twice. They're saying, what Zrika doesn't work for is to let you eat it. Instead, you burn it. And it's not talking about burning it right away or burning it later. You burn it right away. So it meant, according to Tosafot, the Gemara is, when did Rabbi Akiva say Zrika works? For the things he said in the Mishnah. But he didn't say you can eat it. You have to burn it, not eat it. And the Sreifa is one of the things Zrika doesn't work for. It doesn't save it from Sreifa. So Tosafot says that Zrika does not save it from immediate Sreifa. Right? So I think Tosafot would work well if you said, look, there's no Ritzui Tzitz here. It's just that the Yotze is not relevant to the Zrika. Fine, the Yotze is not relevant to the Zrika. The Yotze is what makes the meat burnt. The Zrika is what makes Me'ilu Pegolos from Tame, two totally separate inyanim. So the Zrika doesn't affect the Yotze, that's still burnt right away. The Yotze doesn't affect the Zrika, that's still Me'ila Pegel Moser and Tame. And that's exactly what the Gemara meant. Rabbi Akiva said Zrika works for Zrika Dik and Yonim, like Me'ila Pegel Moser and Tame. But when it comes to the Basar Dik and Yonim, like whether it's Nisraf or Nechal, of course Yotze is Nisraf Miyad below Nechal. Rashi seems to hold that there's Mamish Sam Ritza going on here. Rashi didn't say the words Ritza exists, but I think it fits in very nicely with the Tosefta that. You know, Rashi's just trying to reach out on the Gemara the best he can. But I think it fits very nicely. There's really some sort of Ritzui Tzitz. So what does that mean? It doesn't make it totally kosher. It doesn't make it as if there's no Psul Yotze, but it does make it as if there is a Psul Yotze. It puts it in limbo as if there's just a indirect Psul. As if it's in limbo. It's neither Psul nor kosher. It's just like Lemaisa, you can't eat it. And therefore, you can't eat it, but you have to wait till tomorrow until you burn it, because it's not Mamish Yotze anymore. So I think, number one, Rashi would fit with the Tosefta. Of course, the shita that would fit even more strongly with the Tosefta is a very tremendously radical shita of the Tosos Yontif, although obviously the Tosos Yontif wouldn't make up such a radical shita on his own, based in the Lashon of the very, very challenging Lashon of the Rambam. What does the Tosfos Yontif say? What does the Rambam say? The Rambam says in Hilchos Psulim of Gushin, which should be here somewhere. Something's... Alright. This is a very strange Rambam. Because... Okay. Anyway, Psulim of Gushin is still okay, but this Rambam is... put together in the wrong order. In the middle of Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, we end up with Hilchos Rotzeach U'Shmiras Nefesh. And then going on to Hilchos Mechira, then going back and picking up in Ma'aser Sheni where we left off. And I assume that somewhere in the middle of Kinyan and Zikin, you have a little who knows what stock. Okay, Nunu, what can you do? Anyway, in Hilchos Psulim Gdoshin, which still remains intact, Baruch Hashem, the Rambam says something very strange. Right? Now, we pass like Rabbi Kiva, so what should the Rambam say? If the Emurim were Yotzei and you were Zorik the Dam, then he says, Lo Nifzal Zevach, doesn't pass the whole carbon. And what else should he say? Even though the Emurim were Yotzei, still, what four things should he say? They're Chayim Pigol Nosu Ritame and in Mi'ila. Right? And he actually does say, and later on, Hilchos Me'ila, he mentioned the Chayav Me'ila, but he does that one thing. V'imhech ziran maktirin osan. If you're bringing back, there's still kosher laktara. If you're maksher, then the kosher laktara. That's the Rambam's lashon. If you're maksher, the imuri kachim kalim, they are kosher laktara. Now, how did the Tosfos Yontif interpret the Rambam? Right? We'll have to see whether that's the right interpretation or not. But let's first stick with the Tosfos Yontif. He says, what does this mean? He says, what does this mean? Hold on a second. These are Yotzei, right? It's Yotzei, but you can still bring them back in and be makter them. They're kosher laktara. What did the Rambam say? Right? It says, Zeinu Chover. No way. What are you talking about? But what did the Rambam seem to say, says the Tosfos Yontif? He seems to say, even though these Emorim are Yotzei, they're still kasher lahaktara. They're still totally lechachila. You can imakter them even though they're yotzei. So that's a little bit of a strange idea. He says, hold on a second. You're telling me the yotzei is entirely kosher? What about the end of our gemara? The end of our parak says Rabbi Akiva never said it's kasher lahachila. So hold on a second. If he thinks Yotzei is kosher lahaktara, if it's Emura, kosher lahaktara, why shouldn't Basar be kosher lahachila? So what did the Tosfos Yontif say that's very radical? He's kosher for God, not for us. No, but why is it kosher for God, not for us? Because of a fundamental reason or because of a technical reason?
It's really kosher
for us also. It's really kosher for us also. It's just lahachila. The Rabbanan were machmer not to eat it because you don't want to eat something that seems like Yotzei that's a really... What?
He didn't say the Rabbanan.
Chomer b'alma means Rabbanan. What is ba'alma?
So he's saying really.
First of all, if you want to argue with what I said before and say when people say the chomer they might mean d'oraisa, you can argue. I think I'm right in this case. But when someone says chomer b'alma, clearly they mean Rabbanan. D'oraisas aren't a chomer b'alma, right? And that's what does he say? He said Nira Loman said the hot armor will armor kiyul achila who chomer b'alma d'machmirim legabi adam v'al hekel ro Loman d'lo. I think that's pretty clear. Really? But it's really kosher achila also. It takes away the psul yotzei legamrei. There actually is no psul yotzei at all in this case. Midrabana, they still asked it l'achila because they want to be gozer on achila, but for haktara, they didn't want to be gozer because that's chila kavoa. So they weren't gozer. They didn't want to be gozer nafsit Hashem. They were only gozer nafsit us. But the Tosfos Yontif, based on the Rambam, is very radical. What does he say? He says there's no psul yotzei at all mi d'oraisa. It's only aser ba'achila. Doesn't it say at the end of our perek that Rabbi Akiva didn't matar ba'achila? Me. That says aser ba'achila mi d'rabbanan in Chinese. He's only also rachila midrabbana. That's only gzeira. Chomer miyal midrabbana as rachila. But really, he admits it's mut rachila. There's no psul yotze at all. No psul yotze at all? What's the Tosiyot talking about? What's the Rambam talking about even? But what's the Tosiyot talking about? No psul yotze at all? The ma'aseh is yotze. What does he mean there's no psul yotze at all? So obviously, what he means is that, I think, that he would assume the Rambam holds that the tzitz is meratzeh, and even though there was a psul yotze, the psul yotze was removed by the ritzui tzitz, and this is what Dani is before. Would you be so radical to say you'd even eat it? I wouldn't have thought so, and I wouldn't have thought so by the Tumah either, but I guess Tosafot would say the same thing by Tumah, that's only Rambam, you can't eat it. I mean, no, right, so you can even eat it, it takes the psul yotze entirely, that I think it's obvious, that only makes sense from the perspective of the Tosefta.
So in which case, why would you have a parallel chumrah
he would say you would. I mean, we pass when the tzitz matzah tummy, you still can't eat it. Meaning, if basar is nitma, you still can't eat it. And he would say midoraisa, you can't. Just midorabanan, and you can't. Everyone else would think midoraisa, you can't eat it. Probably. And he would say that he would say the same thing for tummy. If the basar is nitma, then the tzitz is maratza, and midoraisa, you can eat it. Only midorabanan, and you can't. I think that's what he would say.
But sahi, it's not.
What?
Sahi, your matir betumot.
In Pesachim, which your matar betuma, is that because the tzitz that actually
Pesachim
might
talks about that, so.
Right, that actually seems to depend whether the old tumah zechuya betzibur or tumah hutra betzibur. It seems pasuk shot, I think, if I recall correctly, that the old tumah zechuya betzibur, the tzitz would be meratzeh. But why can I eat the Pesach? So that's different. The reason I can eat the Pesach is since Pesach is only this is a Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are five things that are brought betuma and not eaten. Meaning five things that have edible parts that are brought b'tumah and not eaten, and one thing is brought b'tumah and eaten. Right? The Shtei Alechem is brought b'tumah and not eaten, and Omer is brought b'tumah and not eaten, and the Se'ir Golem are brought b'tumah and not eaten, and the Lechem HaPanim are brought b'tumah and not eaten, I think there's something else. Forget what. And obviously, Olas are brought b'tumah, but that's not Shaiach talking about eating. And the Zivchei Shalmei Tzibur on Shavuos are brought b'tumah and not eaten, right? But the Pesach is brought b'tumah and eaten. Why? Because Pesach is fundamentally different than everything else. Everything else, the Iker is the Hakrava. Pesach, lo b'mei ela l'achila, the Gemara explains. The whole mitzvah of Pesach is only in the Achila, and therefore without the Achila, there would be no point to bring a Pesach at all. So that's a special din that you can even eat it, and whether in derice or abundant or whatever level. So that's a special din which I think needn't concern us now. So that's the Tosafot Yom Tov, and I think the Tosafot Yom Tov definitely, so far we have three ways of reading the Gemara at the very end of our perek. Tosafot says, no big chiddush. It just means that Rabbi Kiva says the Zrika is good, but it's still full Yotze. Rashi is big chiddush. Rabbi Kiva says the Zrika even attenuates the psul yotze. It's not the real psul yotze. It's just like a semi psul yotze. It's not really psul yotze anymore. And so Zgana goes far and say, really? Rita says eliminates the psul yotze legamre. It's just midrabanan there goes there for achila purposes that there's still a psul of yotze, which is a big chiddush. We'll see a fourth way a little later. But the Tosafot actually has an interesting diuk. He says that in the first two Mishnayos in the next perek, it talks about like chatas ha'of. After Malika, it now becomes able to be possible through Tvul Yom, Mechosik Purim, and Lina. And then it talks about an olas ha'of. After Malika, it's now able to be possible through Mechosik Purim, Tvul Yom, and Lina. Right? Meaning while the bird is alive, there's no psul if you're metame, it's not mekabel tumah. And the Dopsol Lina, it can live as long as it wants. Once there's Malika, it can be possible through Toma or through Lina. He says, why doesn't it say, and while the bird is alive, the Dopsol Yotze, right? While the bird is alive, I'm allowed to take it wherever I want until I bring it to the Mikdash. Right? And after the bird is Malika, the Dopsol Yotze, your Chayav Mishom Yotze. So he makes a fascinating deal. So he's going to say, this proves my Shita. Really, even after Malika, Yotze is okay because there's Rikol Bimaratza on the Yotze. Really, so it's not such a big deal if it's Yotze. So that's a big chiddush of the Tosafos Yom Tov based on the Rambam. But I think that obviously shows us that he views this as not just making yotze irrelevant to the zrika, but that the zrika is actually maratz on the yotze, and how that works, I think you have to put it together with the Tosefta that says ritzui tzitz. So he just says Rashi one tremendous giant step further. Okay, so that is a little bit about Rabbi Akiva. Just to analyze Rabbi Eliezer a little before we continue, Rabbi Eliezer seems fairly straightforward. Right, what does he say? He says Yotze is pasul. So it's pasul, it's pasul, it's not a kosher zrika, and it's pasul. What do you mean? Of course the Basar Kachim Kachim still has Me'ila. It was never Nishal Kohanim. Of course the Basar Kachim Kalim doesn't have Me'ila. It was never given to be Nikter L'Gavoa. Of course no Pekel Moser and Tameh. It's a pasul anyway. Where does Rabbi Eliezer perhaps get interesting? In the Gemara in Zvachim, in the beginning of Parakala Tadr, Pei Tesam and Beis, to Daf Tzadi on Aleph. In the Gemara in Zvachim there has a big machlokas. About a very fascinating question, actually two machlokas. What are the boundaries of Yotze? What is the boundary of Yotze for, well, easy. For Kachay Kachim, what's the boundary of Yotze? That's fairly Pashut. The Azara, right? For Kachim Kalim after Zrika, what's the boundary of Yotze? You have to answer two parts. Well, the Basar is Yerushalayim, and the Emurim are the Azara. That's pretty posh. And I think Moore says in a few places. Emuri Kachim Kalim after Zrika are like Kachim Kachim. What about Kachim Kalim before Zrika? So, there's a machlokas here. What about the Basar? What about the Emurim? The Basar is a machlokas of Rav Yochanan Ish Lakish. Rav Yochanan says that the boundary is Yerushalayim. He says Yatsa Kasher, meaning as long as we're in Yerushalayim, it's Kasher. He says because that's where it's going to end up, right? It's meant to be eaten in Yerushalayim. And Rish Lakish says, no, until Zrika, it's supposed to stay in the Azara. So the boundary of the Azara. How about a Muri Kachim Kalim? So a Muri Kachim Kalim before Zrika, Ravina Barshila says that, well, the boundary is the Azara, because it's never supposed to leave the Azara. And the Gemara says, no, maybe you could say, even though they don't have a name affiliated with this necessarily, that the boundary is the whole city. Like, until Zrika, the Emurim can go in the whole city. Only after Zrika are the Emurim real Emurim. Okay, that's just by way of background. In the course of this whole discussion, they want to say, they quote our Mishnah, right? You would find this Gemara in Zvachim through our Mesoros HaShas. Right? The Mesoros HaShas says, Zvachim Beis Tesam and Beis. Okay? And Menachem Zayin Beis, which is a parallel machloka that's also referenced here. This is a parallel so it's also referenced here. It says, maybe that's the machloka between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, but a Mori Kachim Kalim. Maybe they're not arguing about Zrika Yotze. They're talking about a case where it went out to the city and then came back into the Azara. And they're arguing whether the boundary of Emor Kachim Kalim before Zrika is Yerushalayim or the Azara. And Rav Papa says, no. What did Rav Papa say? Rav Papa says, and where are we, sir? I'm Rav Papa. B'dahadrei linu kuli amalo pligi. Says no. They're arguing. What does our papa say? My papa says that the machlokes Rabbi Akiva as there is if. The Emure, Kachim, Kalim are still Chutz La'Azara, B'Shas Zrika. Right? Meaning they're total Yotze. Right now, when you do the Zrika, they're total Yotze. They're Chutz La'Azara when they should be in the Azara. They argue about what we thought they were arguing about. Rekiva says Zrika works for Yotze anyway. Rekiva says Zrika doesn't work for Yotze. However, if, right? Chazar v'hechnisan kodem zrika then everyone admits that the Zrika is Moelis. That's what Rav Papa says. Basically, according to Rav Papa, what is the sort of Chiddush? Even Rabbi Eliezer admits if you bring it back in, the Zrika works. Even Rabbi Eliezer admits if you bring it back in, the Zrika works. That is Rav Papa's Chiddush. Now, Rashi and our Sugya disagrees with this. What do you do with this Chiddush of Rav Papa? Rav Papa was on in Mechalik. Unlike, look at Rashi in the beginning of our Mishnah. Basar kachu kachu yosu lezer goes dam, yacharkan nichnas, shub nechidu kadam, yelezer omar afpish nezer gadam rolling boats, feel like relezer, drinking the mouth of the yotze, lo tzimi deva ila, vein chayam lishum pigam los, vetami hoel, the yotze, etc. Yekiva omar afilu lo chazer mech nisan, kiva nizora, kain rolling boat. Rabbi Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer says, whether you brought him back in or you left him outside. Rabbi Kiva says, whether you left him outside or brought him back in. It's all the same. It makes no difference if you brought it back in or left it outside. It's all the same, says Rashi. And what does Rashi say about Emur Kachim Kalim? Rashi didn't ask Emur Kachim Kalim, that halfway through the daf. She yatsu v'chazru v'zarak daman. She yatsu v'chazru v'zarak daman. That they were yotze, and then they came back, and you drink as a dam. So what does Rashi say? Rashi says, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Kiva argue, even if you brought them back in, against Rav Papa, in the back, the Birkas HaZevach, and I think maybe the Tzon Kachim also, oh sorry, if you have the fancy ones, in the back they put the Asifas Zakenim, which has a few Achronim, and they all have trouble with this Rashi, to say, how come he's against Rav Papa? And he rejects him. He says, "Loni Hira, it doesn't make sense. After all, look in the Gemara in Zavachas and look in the parallel Gemara in Menachos." And he says, "Rashi doesn't make any sense." Okay, valid. But what's Pshat and Rashi L'chora? So the Rishash and the Karen Ora say, "No fancy longus." Rashi disagrees with our Papa. How so? If you look in the Sugi, there, our Papa was just saying something to be Docha Araya. So he says that's what Papa's just suggesting as part of the Shakla Bataria. That doesn't mean he was paskening that that's Basra. Your Papa's Basra, you always follow him. Your Papa wasn't paskening that that's how he paskened. He was just in the camp, of course, the Shakla Bataria, defending a Shita by saying this. And if you work out the Shakla Bataria, he was defending a Shita that we don't hold like. Right? He was defending the Shita that the Emurim are okay if they leave before Zrika, and we pass like Ravina or Shila, they're not okay. Okay, the Cheshbon's not important. He thinks Rav Papa was just a statement in the Havni of the Shaka Mataria, was not a Psak Halacha, and therefore we reject Rav Papa. So one Shita is Rashi rejects Rav Papa and says, Chazer v'hichnisan is just as bad as, you know, Adayim Bachutz. Right? Yotze is Yotze. The question is, though, what does Rav Papa hold? Right? The Birkas HaZevach rejects Rashi because he says, not sure. Yeah. I never learned who the Birkas HaZevach was. Here's Rav Aaron Shmuel Haidenover. The Mechutin and a colleague of the Shach. Okay. He wrote the Tefer Shmuel on the Rush. Okay. Everyone knows the Tefer Shmuel on the bottom of the Rush in some Masechtos. So that is Rav Shmuel. Kaidenover. The Birkas HaZevach. So the Birkas HaZevach rejects Rashi. He says, no, we have to accept Rav Papa. Right? There are those who assume that we have to accept Rav Papa. So if you accept Rav Papa, Kipsach, of the Birkas HaZevach, and some other Achronim also accept Rav Papa, then the question is, what's the svar of Rav Papa? Why should Rabbi Eliezer admit that it's okay if you brought them back in before Zrika? Why should he admit that it's okay if you brought them back in before Zrika? So, you'd think, very simple answer. Why? What's the svara? Why admit it's a valid zrika if chazar v'hechnisan lifnei chazar v'hechnisan, right? V'achar kachzarak against Rashi, right? Rashi says they argue even. Chori means even in the case where he was brought them back in for the zrika. But why would Rabbi Eliezer say no? It's okay if he brought them in before his zrika. It's a simple pshat based on the admittedly too fast summary I gave you the Gemara in Kol HaTadir.
Because it's before zrika, it's okay that the yotzei asks in Yerushalayim.
Right, because it was never yotzei.
But he should say it's only good if you took it out of the zara, not if you took it out of Yerushalayim.
Correct, and you'd have to say that that's what Rav Papa means, right? So good. So
let me just make myself some more space. Colors.
This is actually a Shakla Retaria in Tosfos in Zachon Chavav Amen Aleph, but one shot is that because there's no Sol Yotze on a Mure Tachim Kalim Chutz La'azara before Zrika. What's the point? Remember, even though we're Kachi Kalim, we're only considered Kachi Hashem after Zrika. Right? They're really only things which are owned in Lahaktara. They're only going to the Mizbeach after Zrika. So until Zrika, there's nothing special anymore in Kachi Kalim. You can bring them the, just like the Basar. Until Zrika, they're like the Basar. They're not Kachi Hashem. You can bring them the whole city. After Zrika, now they go on the Mizbeach. Now they have higher Kedusha and you need to keep them in the Azara. But before Kedusha, they're just not so kadosh. They're only kachim kalim. Till Zrika, they're not so kadosh. And obviously, if they feel kenta, that assume they stayed in. Assume they stayed in Yerushalayim. Okay, that is one shot. However. So you'd have to say that Rav Papa was only talking about which half of our Mishnah? Only talking about the second half of our Mishnah. Exactly. So, basically, what do you have to assume? Rav Papa only, he was definitely only talking about the second half. He only applies to the second half of our Mishnah. Let me just add a parenthetical annoying comment. When I say second half and first half of our Mishnah, really they're two different Mishnahs. If you look at the Mishnahs. So they're really two different Mishnahs. But we'll call them the first and second half of our Mishnah because the Bavli puts them together in a convenient way for us. So we'll call it Resha and Seifa, even though that's technically not correct. However, now we have to get to the comments of the Yochanan Boaz here, the Tiferes Yisrael. Right? The Tiferes Yisrael, right? Just to avoid confusion, the Yochanan Boaz on the bottom of the nice set of Mishnayos that we all enjoy. Just the name for the whole work is Tiferes Yisrael. And Yochan is half Tiferes Yisrael. Boaz is the other half of Tiferes Yisrael. Yochan is like the Kitzer, like Rashi, and Boaz is like the Tosfos, as it were. It's meant to be. It's always in the bottom under everything. He originally meant to be like a standalone perish on Mishnah. Like you get the Yochan, you get Pshat, you get Boaz, you get a Yunim, and it's and you understand the Mishnah properly. But most people like just learn it after the Ravadi Bar Kanura. So then you don't see a lot of Hiddush in the Yachin. But here you have a little parenthesis in the Yachin. He's stuck like a little eon. And the Tiferes Yisrael says in our Mishnah, he says, you'll have to think our word for it because I did not print it out from Hebrew books. I don't think any of these are so fancy that they have the Tiferes Yisrael in the back. No. They don't have any nice things in the back, other than the Rambam. So the first Yisrael actually says, he says, we hold like for Papa, in the Reisha also, if you brought it back in, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue. In the Reisha also, if you brought it back in, Rabbi Eliezer doesn't argue.
What's
the Reisha? The Basar Kachi Kachi and Shiyatsin. And the Basar Kachi Kachi also doesn't argue. What does the first Yisrael say? Right, it is in the Yochin in Tesvav, on our Mishnah. He says, even in the Reisha of Basar kodshe kodshim she yotza. If it was chozer before zrika, Rabbi Eliezer is mode. Even in the Reish Lakish says, oh, that's a good zrika if it's chozer before zrika. So what's pshat in this, the first Yisrael? I'm making it a mystery. It's not really a mystery. Because the answer is he holds like a Tosfos. And, you know, that seems to be a logical thing. What's pshat in the first Yisrael? What's pshat in the first Yisrael? What does he think Rapapa means? Right? Even I understand you want to say, Imuri Kajun Kal, as long as they came back in, that's fine. They were never Yotze. Right? What's he saying? He's saying there's no psal Yotze. Basar Kutche Kutchim, for sure there's a psul yotze. Everyone knows there's a psul yotze in Kutche Kutchim if you take them out of the Azara. How does bring them back help? So, what's pshat? So we're going to have to go back to something like that. This is Tosfos says in Zvachim, this is Bixel Shaka Vatari, and Tosfos Zvachim Kavam Aleph. Tosfos first says that Rav Papa holds that a Mur Kutchim Kalam are not psul if they're yotze before Zrika. And then he says, "V'yishalom ardahachi perusho." Says, "Really, it is nifsel biyotze." He just holds that the valid zrika anyway.
Even with the answer,
Tosos zvachim daf kaf bavam aleph. This is his half mina. This is Tosos zvachim kaf bavam aleph. Ben maskana. He says, "No, you all misunderstood Rav Papa. You thought Rav Papa, right? I managed to fool you the same way the Gemara managed to fool you. I did a good job of summarizing the Gemara, right? You thought Rav Papa was just saying there's no psul yotze. There's no psul yotze. So of course, Rav Eliezer admits. Says no, a new chiddush in Rav Eliezer. It's not really. There is a psul yotze. Really, Rav Papa thing admits there's a psul yotze for a mori kachim kalim before zrika. He admits that." But Akiva also holds that Zrika Moeles Liyotze if it is now Bifnim. This is, out of the three, we have three Shitas here. Rashi says, forget Rav Papa. We don't hold like Rav Papa. And Rashi didn't say those words, but Rashi says, Pumfakir Rav Papa. Kerenor Nushas explained that he rejects Rav Papa because the Rav Papa holds that there's no psul yotze anymore kachim kalim for zrika, and the Gemara ends with Achim Chavav sounds like there is Kavala. The second derech is the Pashup Shadim Rav Papa is that, no, of course Rav Eliezer admits that I murmur kachim kalim if they came back. But that's not a new way of understanding Rav Eliezer, it's just because that happens to not be psul yotze. Of course. Rav Eliezer argues when there is a psul yotze. Of course he admits when there's not a psul yotze. If there's no psul yotze, what's the problem? Right? He just happens to hold the sheet, and Rav Papa happens to hold the sheet, that's not a psul yotze. But the Tiferes Yisrael, who's no doubt based on the maskana, he didn't put anything, the maskana of Tosfos Zvachim Daf Kaf Vav, says, no, according to Rav Papa, you have a totally different way of reading Rav Eliezer. It's not that Rav Eliezer totally disagrees with Rav Akiva and says, you think Zrika works for yotze? I say Zrika doesn't work for yotze. He admits, depends what you mean by yotze, he admits Zrika works for a chefza shel yotze. Whatever Rabbi Akiva Svar is, he admits. Rabbi Akiva Svar is the tzitz, he admits it's the tzitz. If Rabbi Akiva Svar is that it's just a side problem, he admits it's just a side problem. He really agrees with Rabbi Akiva that Zrika mo'eles l'cheftza shel yotze. Just, right? Now, let this. Even admits that Zrika mo'eles Lechefza shel yotze. But what does he argue with Rabbi Akiva about? He doesn't argue with Rabbi Akiva about the shita that Zrika helps for a chefza of yotze. He admits Zrika helps for a chefza of yotze, but what does he say? Zrika helps for a chefza shel yotze. But Zrika only works for something that is in the Azara at the time of Zrika. Zrika needs to be able, basically, like the broadcasting power of Zrika only reaches through the Azara. You just go home and think about a tremendous question you have on me, and then finish the course and think about how that's an answer. But Zrika, Yeah, there's two problems with Yotze. One is the Cheftz is Yotze. The Cheftz is Yotze, that's fine. Zerika doesn't mind the Cheftz of Yotze. Zerika, what else the Cheftz of Yotze? That's at least if it's here now for the Zerika to affect. But if it's not even here now, then the Zerika doesn't affect the Cheftz, and not because it is a psul of Yotze. The Zerika doesn't have the Cheftz because it's not close enough to the Zerika. What does Zerika do? Zerika means that I'm Zorik this down. And that makes this piece of meat change its status. Why? Not just because genealogically this piece of meat came from the same animal as this dam. That's part of it. But and then Rabbi Akiva would say it's good enough. This piece of meat came from the same animal as this dam. The Zerika changes the status of the meat. But Rabbi Eliezer would say no. The Zerika only changes the status of the meat because when I do the Zerika, I am setting aside this meat for a certain purpose. And even if it has psul cheftz, I can still set aside for that purpose. But only if it's at least in the place of that purpose. Zerika can only work if something's in the makom of what it's supposed to be used for. So Zerika takes everything that's in the makom and says, now this makes a chalos of the mitzvah on it, this makes a chalos of hetel kohanim on it. But Zerika only works for things that are available for the Zerika because they're in the place where you're looking for them. They're in the place where they're supposed to be. The Zerika doesn't have enough tentacles to extend. If you pick the piece of meat to Tel Aviv, then the Zerika can't affect it in Tel Aviv. Not because it's a psul cheftz of Yotze, but because it's not matzurf to the Zerika. It's not connected to the Zerika. To be connected to the Zerika, it needs to be in the makom of the Zerika. And if it's in Tel Aviv, it's not in the makom of the Zerika. And that's where Eliezer says Zerika doesn't work. Zerika doesn't work with in Tel Aviv because it's not connected to the Zerika. But as long as it's in the Azara, even if it has a psul yotze, but it's still in the Azara, it's connected to the Zerika works. So, even though I might have to modify, I've tried to be careful, but I might have to modify this, or I might not, we'll have to see. Zerika admit Emer could Zerika Mel's Kapsu Yotze, but only if the Heftza is mitzuraf to the Zerika by being in the Azara. That says Zerika, well, Zerika doesn't work for Yotze, meaning it doesn't work for something that's too far away from the Zerika. So as long as it's inside the Shas Zerika, that's good enough because the Zerika can relate to it. And the Psul Cheftz doesn't bother me. It just has to be someplace where it's connected to the Zerika. Inside it's connected to the Zerika. Outside it's not connected to the Zerika. That is what Rabbi Eliezer holds, a totally different way of saying Rabbi Eliezer, according to the Tiferes Yisrael, based on Mefurish. It's Mefurish in Tosfos Zvacha. I'll read you again in Tosfos Zvacha. Perish Devadach, Dizrika mo'il al chayim shopigal yotze ki hai delifne Zerika v'ayil of nimishas Zerika. Zerika works for something that was Yotze but came back in. It's still soul of Yotze. Just Rika works because it came back in. Why if it had stayed out, wouldn't it work? So apparently Zerika needs to be able to relate to the Cheftza, and it can only relate to the Cheftza that's found in the Makom where the Zerika is being done.
Wouldn't it be much more simple to say that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Rabbi Kiva when the tzitz is Marata? Meaning, if it's in the
Azara,
then the tzitz
is Maratza. If it's a matter that sits Maratza, then this makes perfect sense. So what Donnie's saying, that's a good argument. The truth is that, yeah, the reason I'm stammering and trying to get out this formulation is not because I couldn't have said it more mellifluously. It's because I was trying to avoid leaving myself open to a question which no one has asked yet. Donnie's saying a very nice ha'ara. If you look at her standpoint of Ritzoy Tzitz, then this makes perfect sense. Ritzoy Tzitz to be Ratz on the Cheftz of Yotze, but only if at least now it's Lifnei Hashem. If now it's Lifnei Hashem, it's only Lifnei Hashem, it can be Mechaber on it. But if it's in Tel Aviv now, if it's in Haifa now, then how can the Tzitz be Ratz on it?
But then you get into the problem. What would have to be part of the meat outside, part inside. Then you have, is it Tzitz Ratz on the part that's inside, but you have a Zerika that's only one. Based on only part of it.
But that's the case where really Akiva says it's even rots on the part that's outside. But according to Eliezer, only if it come back in. So that shouldn't bother you. If you think it through, it shouldn't bother you. Okay, so what we didn't get a chance to look at yet is just number five here. So that's Rabbi Eliezer, the Rambams. There are a few very challenging Rambams here. Maybe sink your teeth into it a little, see what you can do. There are a few challenging Rambams here. And we'll pick up with that Amir Tashem next time. And we'll also go on in the Gemara, and I'll send out more Makoros. I will try to, again, I apologize that I've been a little behind in sending out the Makoros because of the personal simchas, but I'll try to be more on top of it. Just one technical note: next Sunday, at this time, at 12 o'clock, Rabbi Ries is giving a Yortzeit shiur. At 12 o'clock noon, Rabbi Ries is giving a Yortzeit shiur. Rabbi Ries is the dean of Ritz, Shiur Shirini Yitzchak Chanan, and it would certainly be recommended. We wouldn't want to miss that Yortzeit shiur. But in terms of Me'ila shiur, I can't do it earlier Sunday because of a conflict. So maybe we could move Me'ila shiur to next Monday instead. Is Monday a problem for anyone in terms of scheduling conflicts? You can't do Mondays. You're not going to be here b'chlal. Okay, so we'll have to figure out what to do about next Sunday's shiur, because this Wednesday we will not be able to finish the parak, and I very much want to finish the parak. So we'll all right. We'll have to.
What's the schedule number? Is that here? Will that be the last year?
Okay. Are people around next week? You're around next week.